Hi, I'm Roger Elliott from hypnosisdownloads.com, and welcome to your audio insight on how to solve minor personal problems using virtual reality. Now, well-being is curious. We often assume, especially when we're young, that life's peak experiences will make us happy. You know, the ecstasy of the early days of being in love, winning the lottery, that moment you reach the pinnacle of your efforts, standing high on the heady peaks of experience, enjoying the applause of universal approval, that sort of thing. And yet, what actually seems to make us happy, or at least what gives us a reasonable level of well-being, according to research, is lots of small positive experiences happening in an ongoing way. Gratitude research also shows that we need to notice and recognize these small good events so that we appreciate them and, in so doing, let them add to our general sense of well-being. The trouble with winning the lottery, or finally standing on the peak of Mount Everest, is that while for a short time these experiences may be fantastic, we pretty soon become habituated to them. It's often assumed, too, that what makes us unhappy are life's big and unexpected tragedies, and while they certainly can do, plenty of people feel miserable without having anything majorly negative happen to them. Just as lots of small positive events can make us sustainably happier, so too lots of small problems, when added together, can begin to make us miserable and make life seem harder than it could be. We might even start feeling we're just being petty because, taken individually, the problems we face seem so small. And while yes, that might be true, even an avalanche is simply made up of many tiny bits of snow. Anyway, the more minor problems we can solve, the happier we tend to become. And being able to solve problems, which might even just mean starting to think about them differently, also helps us feel more generally self-confident. After all, if you feel you can change the way something is, and the way you think and feel about it, then you don't have to simply hope that life will treat you well. You have influence over the effects that life has on you. Of course, there are all kinds of ways we can help ourselves when we have problems to deal with, and developing strategic, solution-focused thinking strategies, rather than simply going over and over what bothers us, is a key skill. Being calm about our problems, so we can see clearly beyond the distorting agitations of the emotional mind, is vital, as it helps us gain some distance on our problems and start to help ourselves as though we were another person. This kind of objectivity can be so useful when solving problems. You might sometimes feel as if it's much easier to be wise and sensible about other people's problems than your own, but what if you could see your own problems as clearly as you see other people's? Some years ago, we produced a hypnosis session called Be Your Own Wise Advisor. The hypnotic method we use in this session is one way to help yourself as though you were another person. In the session, we encourage you to relax deeply while meeting a wise person within your mind who can help you in all kinds of ways. This technique helps us relax and be objective about a situation and utilize the part of the subconscious mind that can know and access more than you're consciously aware of. Because you have a vast warehouse of memories and learning experiences within you, stretching back across your whole life, and this is a way of accessing that warehouse. I've thought long and hard about this amazing capacity we humans have, thanks to the prefrontal lobes of our brains, to gain distance and therefore clarity on our own situations. Recently I saw some fascinating research in this regard. In a study carried out at the University of Barcelona, participants talked to themselves as though they were another person, using computer-generated virtual reality. Each participant was scanned to create an avatar, a 3D virtual version of themselves. When that person then entered virtual reality, they saw this representation of themselves whenever they looked at their body or in a mirror, moving in time with them. Each participant was seated at a table with another virtual human, a representation of Dr. Sigmund Freud. But you know, it doesn't have to be Freud. The important thing is that it's a person other than the individual themselves. Anyway, the participant would explain their problem to Dr. Freud and then switch bodies. They'd leave their own body and enter Freud's. Now, while inhabiting Freud's body, the person found themselves sitting across the table from their own virtual self. Lead study author Mel Slater put it this way, and I quote, They will see and hear their own likeness explaining the problem, and they see their virtual self as if this were another person. Imagine that when this other avatar speaks, it looks and sounds like you speaking, so that you can really get the effect of talking to yourself as though you were someone else. Now, they themselves have become the friend or even expert who's listening and trying to help. While embodied as Freud, they can ask questions, make suggestions, and help the other person, themselves, start to work towards solutions. They can then switch back to being embodied as themselves to hear Freud's question and respond to it. But of course, though it's delivered in Freud's voice, the question really came from them. Participants were free to continue switching between the two bodies, having a conversation. Although the conversation is, of course, with themselves, it feels very much as if two different people are conversing. A week after the experiment, over 80% of the people in the body-swapping group reported that their situation had changed, versus under 50% in the control group. Mel Slater said, and again I quote, "We found that those in the body-swapping group got better knowledge, understanding, control, and new ideas about their problem compared to the control group." If only these people could somehow do this regularly, they might find their lives transformed. Well, I'm here to tell you that they could do this regularly. Immersive virtual reality doesn't just happen through computer simulation or when we dream at night. It also happens during hypnosis. I'm pleased that the principles of the Wise Advisor session have been backed up by science, but it's not the only way to regularly take your problems to the wider part of your mind during hypnosis. You can use self-hypnosis to have a conversation with a wise person about problems or even, as was done in the experiment, hypnotically become that wise person and talk to yourself as though you were someone else. Try it. So, I hope you found this interesting and useful. And to listen to other audio insights, you can check out the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, The Growth Zone. Members get access to all the sessions on the site, plus exclusive members-only sessions. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the Join Us link. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and I hope you enjoyed this audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com.